This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico. More than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Elon Musk speaks about the pain and the promise of his new baby, Twitter. I'm David Brancaccio. The CEO of Twitter, Tesla, and SpaceX prefers to communicate using short texts, but he's just given a rare extended interview to one of our colleagues at the BBC where he acknowledged that his overhaul of Twitter has been painful, not, he said, some sort of party. Since October, Twitter has laid off about half of its staff of 7,500 people.
All's well that ends well. And so I feel like we're headed to a good place. You know, we're roughly break even. I think we're trending towards being cash flow positive very soon, like literally in a matter of months. The advertisers are returning.
Musk spoke to James Clayton, the North American tech reporter for the BBC, with which we have a partnership. Musk cited Twitter's losses at the time he wrapped up the purchase in October as a way of suggesting he had little choice about layoffs.
Rough numbers, revenue dropped from $4.5 billion to $3. Expenses went from $4.5 to $6, creating a $3 billion negative cash flow situation, and Twitter having $1 billion in the bank. That's 4 months to live. So unless drastic action was taken immediately, this company's going to die.
Well, let's talk about that drastic action, because almost immediately you sacked a lot of Twitter workers. I spoke to them. It was very easy to speak to them when it happened. And the way they said, pretty much everyone said, is that it felt quite haphazard.
It was.
And it felt a little bit uncaring.
Say uncaring. The issue is like the company's either going to go bankrupt or if we do not cut costs immediately. This is not a caring, uncaring situation. It's like if the whole ship sinks, then nobody's got a job.
Right.
Yeah.
But a lot of people just lost their jobs like that. They'd lost their jobs often. They were just frozen out of their accounts.
What would you do?
Well, you might want to give someone some notice. I mean, you might. It's, by the way, I'm not running Twitter, but,
no, but
this is the criticism, and this is what staff members say, a little bit of notice, you know.
No, I understand. You have 4 months to live, 120 days. In 120 days, you're dead. So what do you want to do?
How much are you worth?
I don't know.
But we're talking about around the $200 billion mark. I mean, it's not quite, you're framing it in a way that it had a few months to live. You're quite a rich man.
I sold a lot of Tesla stock to close this deal. I did not want to sell the Tesla stock.
Do you have any regrets on the way that some of the staff were let go?
I mean, people were given, 3 months of severance, some cases more. So, like I said, the companies need to be run on their own cognizance. It's not so easy for me to sell stock as you might think. I have to sell stock during certain periods. I can't sell stock during other periods. So there are only brief windows where I can sell Tesla stock. And then this is often taken as some lack of faith in Tesla. And in fact, the Tesla stock sales caused the Tesla stock to plummet, which is not good.
Do you think those two were connected?
People couldn't parse the difference between I'm selling Tesla stock because I've lost faith in Tesla, which I haven't, or that it's desperately needed for Twitter.
Twitter, Tesla, and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk speaking with the BBC's James Clayton. At marketplace.org, there's a link to the extended interview, which also includes a section on the BBC's objection to having its brand labeled on Twitter as government-funded media. Musk said the label will be adjusted to read publicly funded. NPR has also raised objection to the government-funded label, which was also assigned to PBS Television. This program, Marketplace, is part of American Public Media Group, which receives less than 4% of its annual revenue from the Federal Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.
All right, the inflation news. The consumer price index is just in, and it was up just slightly, 0.1% February to March. Using this March reading, inflation is running at a 5% year-over-year rate, down from 6% a month earlier. Susan Schmidt is head of public equity at the State of Wisconsin Investment Board. Welcome.
Good morning.
All right, there it is. Some moderation of inflation.
Indeed. And investors are going to look at this and I think be rather pleased because we've been waiting to make sure that inflation is heading in the right direction, which is down. And we see that today with the CPI numbers. So economic data today is showing that that core CPI, consumer price index data, came in at 0.4 month over month, 0.4% increase. Estimates were at 0.4%. That's positive because last month it was at 0.5%.
Yeah, and another way to think about it, right, is year over year. And the 12 months leading to February, inflation was 6%. The 12 months leading now to March, 5%. And the bond market is rallying on this news.
Exactly. That is good news for the markets. And so that progression, 6% down to 5%, moving in the right direction. Remember that the Fed's target is somewhere around 2%. So we still have a ways to go. But the fact that we're finally seeing progress and that movement is accelerating downward, that's a really good sign.
Some more information about the Federal Reserve's thinking about our proximity to that hallowed goal of 2%, right? We get the minutes from their last meeting, which I know you'll read.
Absolutely. And investors are going to be looking at the minutes in great detail because this time around, they want to see what the Fed's thinking was. Remember that the last time that the Fed had their meeting, they ended up increasing interest rates by 0.25%. And that was at the same time that there was a lot of turmoil in the market with confusion over a couple of bank failures, what was happening, what would happen.
All right. A take on the zeitgeist of the day for market participants. Susan Schmidt, head of public equity at the State of Wisconsin Investment Board. Always good to chat.
Thank you.
When bonds go up, interest rates fall. The 10-year yield is down a bit, 3.4%. 20 minutes into the trading day, the Dow is up 148 points, 0.5%. The S&P is up 0.3%. The NASDAQ is up by less than 0.1%. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.